What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Friday morning look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Paying state suppliers all the debts carried over from the previous government, in addition to reviewing the budget and containing spending, are some of the first measures announced by the Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman. Chapman told bankers and financial sector representatives that Panama's economy is in a challenging situation. In an international context of inflation and high interest rates, but with a promising future. The Minister of Economy participated this Thursday in the 9th International Financial Summit, organised by the Banking Association of Panama. There, he pointed out that they will do everything possible to send a clear and transparent message to economic agents, both national and international. He pointed out that the country faces many challenges, such as the aftermath of the pandemic that generated unemployment and a precarious financial situation for the majority of Panamanians, in addition to the increase in public debt and lower income, which will lead to the government of José Raúl Mulino now to implement a plan to contain public spending. Minister Chapman said that the private sector generates 80% of the country's economy, and the public sector will work to create the conditions that can facilitate greater economic activity, more investment, and therefore more jobs and growth. The Minister of Economy pointed out that difficult measures will have to be taken. Our commitment is that this year all the accounts that the government has with suppliers can be settled. Of course, those that are duly documented, supported, and legitimate. In this regard, Chapman admitted that the country is in a fiscal situation that warrants implementing a program to contain public spending for the remainder of the year. We will send very clear signals, inside and outside the country, about our level of commitment because it's very easy to leave the bill to someone else. We will carry out credible, reliable, and achievable budgets, he said. The National Assembly declared itself in permanent session for the election of members of the committees, an issue that has been gaining momentum in recent hours. Internal sources in the legislature said that it is likely that the consensus lists of some committees, except the Budget and Credentials Committees, will be sworn in yesterday. Well, in fact, there is an intense dispute over the formation of both commissions since the Realizing Goals, the RM party, wants to preside over them. It was reported that the controversial deputy Sergio Chelo Galvez wants to lead the Budget Commission, while Shirley Castaneda seeks to preside over the Credentials Commission. However, other parties, such as the Independent Coalition Vamos, also wants to chair one of these commissions. For example, Luis Duque, an independent deputy, stressed that the Credentials Commission is awaiting ratification of several officials. There needs to be credibility in the decisions that are going to be made. We would clearly like to chair one of these commissions, said Duque. Given this scenario, one of the alternatives being considered is to hold a session today, Friday, to determine whether a consensus can be reached in the necessary committees. After Mayor Mizrachi announced the discovery of a cashback payroll in the municipality of Panama during the administration of José Luis Fábrega, several measures have been taken, including an immediate change in the method of payment to public officials. Roberto Ruiz Diaz, deputy mayor of the capital, explained on Thursday that an audit of positions has been initiated and that the steps indicated will be followed to address this type of irregularities. Look, what we're doing now is a job audit. That is what allows us to identify the people who are going to work and those who are not going to work, he said. Ruiz Diaz explained that some checks from the last 2 weeks that were not withdrawn have been found. These correspond to the Internal Audit Department indicating possible irregularities. This fortnight, payment will be made by check, not by ACH. This will also allow us to determine who is receiving payment. Ruiz Diaz did not provide a specific figure for the findings and mentioned that Mayor Mizrachi will make the announcement once the respective audit is completed. It cannot be determined. Now remember that these are audits. Until the audit is over, a figure or a number cannot be given. Once the audit is over, the mayor will be able to say publicly what there is or what was found to effectively determine whether there were or were not irregularities, because there are people who suddenly did not go to work for 2 or 3 days, but now they've shown up, so they have to give the justification. That is what we have to do first, to responsibly tell the country what we have found, he said. In response to this, Ruiz Díaz commented that once we have the necessary elements of conviction, we will file a complaint. We are not going to hold a complaint fair without having the evidence. If we go to the public prosecutor's office, it's because we have the elements of conviction. All necessary complaints will be filed. That is something we are clear about. We're not going to take on the responsibilities of others, he concluded. At the end of the government of Laurentino Cortizo, President of the Republic, until June 30th, the Ministry of Education, Meduca, spent almost $8 million on the purchase of 1,159 interactive screen televisions. The televisions are to be distributed in public schools and in conference rooms. The multi-million dollar purchase was managed through a framework agreement in favour of the companies Multitech International SA and Tanaka Services Inc. between March 25th and the 20th of June of this year. That is, it was completed 10 days before Cortizo was replaced in office by José Raúl Molino. Multitech sold 870 Huawei 75-inch interactive display televisions for $5.2 million. Meduca paid $5,648,069 for each television. The company also supplied 170 Huawei 85-inch displays for $1.8 million or $9,649.33 each. Meanwhile, the Tanaka Services was paid almost $1 million in exchange for 119 LG brand televisions. 116 75-inch screens were priced at $7,399 per unit, and four 60-inch screens, which were not interactive, were priced at $950 each. On the 28th of May, Tanaka Services imported an interactive screen at a cost much lower than that it charged on what it charged Meduca, $2,479.85 a unit, according to a report from the National Customs Authority. In a description of the products purchased by Meduca, it can be seen that the interactive screen televisions have smart technology with UHD 4K resolution, a camera, speakers, and a microphone. The multi-million dollar purchases have already been verified by the auditors of the Comptroller General of the Republic, as can be seen in the documents that are in Panama Compra. In the 11 purchase orders that cover the entire transaction, it is observed that payment to suppliers would be, in some cases, in cash. The purchasing process was carried out through a framework agreement tender, household appliances section. The Prensa searched for information on purchases from these companies between 2022 and 2023 in the Panama Purchase Framework Agreement section, but there are no records. The La Prensa attempted to obtain the position of Education Minister Lucy Molinar, but was unsuccessful in its efforts. The hearing between former President Ricardo Martinelli's former secretary, Adolfo Chichi de Obarrio, and his ex-wife, who he accuses of taking their daughter to Panama in violation of Italian laws on the custody of minors, well, this was held on Thursday, the 11th of July, in Milan, Italy. The hearing scheduled for Thursday morning lasted only a few minutes and was postponed to September the 20th due to a procedural defect. It was not the sixth session of the Milan court that was to hear the case, so everything was referred to the president of the court, who will decide which session now is appropriate. The minor, although born in Italy, resides in Panama with the mother, Yvette Barsayo. Barsayo did not appear in person at Thursday's hearing, but was represented by her lawyer, Elisa Poyesel. De Obarrio was present in court, as he has been living in Italy now for years, after the Italian courts denied his extradition to Panama in 2021. De Obarrio has not wanted to return to Panama, where a 10-year prison sentence for money laundering in the so-called Blue Apple case awaits him. Both Poyesel and De Obarrio's attorney, Sabrina Liguoro, and Celilia De Vicenzo have submitted written memorandum to the court. The acts are flawed, and the process has to return to the investigation stage. Also, because the woman never received notifications and found out about the trial through the press, we acted in advance by submitting the document, it was added. Panama will begin talks as soon as possible to join the common market of the South, and that's the Mercosur, the important commercial bloc that is the fifth largest economy in the world, as an associate state to stimulate, among other strategies, its battered economy, said the new Minister of Commerce and Industry, Julio Molto, in an interview with EFE. The instruction is that we generate conversations, and I think that this is the way it should go as an associate state to enter Mercosur, said the minister. Last Monday, the new president of Panama, José Raúl Moreno, formalized his country's interest in participating in Mercosur during the 64th summit of that important commercial bloc in Asunción, which saw the debut of Bolivia as a member and the participation of Panama as a special guest. The meeting allowed the Panamanian president to start talks with his counterparts from Paraguay, Santiago, Peña, and Brazil, Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva, to lay the foundations for possible future trade agreements, and also requested support to get off the lists of tax havens that have affected the financial center under false pretenses. Molto, who took office on the 1st of July with the new executive, said that the invitation to Panama to participate in the Mercosur summit is an achievement that will help our country create an important commercial connection with South America. It will be very important, the Ascension. The president has entrusted us with the task of starting this process to add ourselves as guests to Mercosur, and I believe that we will work on that from now to achieve it from now on, to achieve it, he said. Alonso Edwards' decision not to attend the 2024 Olympic Games due to injury not only leaves Panama without one of its greatest exponents in athletics, but could also deprive another runner of the opportunity to compete in Paris. This was explained by the president of the Panama Olympic Committee, Damaris Young, when she expressed that the decision was announced very close to the start date of the Olympic Games, from July the 26th to the 11th of August, which made it difficult to request a possible replacement since all the modalities or categories are occupied. Young said that she learned of this situation through a letter from the Panama Athletics Federation, in which she was notified of Edwards' withdrawal and the recommendation to apply for Chamar Chambers. Well, despite the fact that we're almost 7 hours behind Paris, we made contact with the Paris Sports ticket manager, immediately notifying him of the situation and formalising the request, Young said during the second extraordinary General Assembly of the COP. Very early on, understanding that it is an untimely request because all the deadlines have already closed, and also that particularly in athletics there is an over quota of more or less 140 athletes in total for the different events. We have done all the due diligence, believe me, with all the authorities with which we have the possibility to do so. At the highest level, as with the International Olympic Committee, as with the organising committee of the Games, she added. Now, Young indicated that she has not received formal communication on whether it will be possible to replace Edward, since all the terms and times to be able to do the process, well, they've passed. We will continue to make every effort to achieve that quota, that work, because in the end, it is the work of athletes who came very close to achieving it, said Young. I hope that in the next few days I will receive notification that our request has been well received, and that we will be able to count on that spot for that athlete, she added. Well, there we go. That's it. Quite a bit to get through this morning, but that's the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.